I'd like Brother Allen to come up here and sort of take off behind, share a little bit before we send him on his trip. He has an itinerary, and there's various tribes that would be a part of where he'll be going, some of whom are already written on his heart, some of whom may be written on some of our hearts. And as we take our place in intercession, it can make the difference between miracles and nothing, salvations and nothing. It's so important that we take our place in intercession. Sometimes people want to sit around, why is there more of this happening or that happening? Well, the more people take their place in intercession and give place for the Holy Spirit's ministry. And by the way, when you're an intercessor, you're not going to desire glory, credit, or anything else. Praise the Lord. Are you ready, Brother Allen?
Yes. I've shared this before. Pastor Bill actually talked to me about sharing a little bit just on Friday. He said, do you have anything? And I'm like, well, there's always something. But what I've also found is usually when he asks me something, he's already shared everything I was going to say anyhow. And I say that jokingly because I have a phrase, God's not confused. So what he's going to show someone to share, he shows other people to share. And so a lot of what I had on my heart to share, he's already shared with you. But I want to give you a few specifics that tie into what he said. I'll bring up a couple verses. He had told me he was going to share on intercession today. Now, what he didn't know, God laid that on his heart. I shared it with him during this telephone conversation because I'd never had this happen to me before, and that was starting about 3 weeks ago. Seemed like about once a week when I was just spending time with God. I like to put it, just minding my own business. It's just me and God, and I'm not thinking about anything specific, I guess is the way to put it. I'm just spending time with God. And I'd never had this happen before on any other trip I've ever gone to, but I got this sense in my spirit, and this is what I got. You need more prayer for you on this trip than any other you've ever made. I'm like, wow, that's interesting. And that happened. And my first thought, now I'm being honest, my first thought was, oh, there must be some bad stuff coming. I'm going to need prayer for. But I can tell you, as fast as I had that thought, because this goes to what he shared, I go, that's not God. He's not showing me this so I can be in fear and think about things that are going wrong. And it was immediately replaced by, no, you need prayer for this trip because I have things that I want to have done. This means God. And it's going to be your prayers that's going to make it happen. I'm going, but it's going to be your prayers. That's what he had for me to share with you. I want to thank you all for giving in to covering the expenses to go. And we, as Pastor Bill has shared, we have some funds over and above what we think the expenses will be to actually give to where there are needs. And that I thank you for, but what I want to do is that word exhort again. And I know most all of you know this, but as we know, faith doesn't come by having heard, but by hearing. And that is, I like to look at things in a certain way, and one of them is I tell people I never give money anywhere without adding prayer to it. To me, that's like taking your money and throwing it over a wall. Now you don't see it anymore, and it's like, well, something happens, it happens. I happen to think that if God is leading me to give into something, there should be prayer behind it. Okay, so that's what I'm also exhorting you. You've all given, and I greatly appreciate that. Now put prayer behind it. Because what I want to see, and I hope you want to see, is God do all that he wants to do. Yes. Through both the word, but and through the finances you've given. That he can do even more with whatever's given than we can think he can do. So put prayer behind it. I'll give you a couple verses. He mentioned about intercession today. And when God showed me that I needed prayer, he didn't use the word intercession. But that's one of the things we need. I think of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. It's interesting there. Paul is exhorting. And he says, exhorting you first of all. Do you know what he exhorts them first of all to do?
Pray.
Prayer and supplication and intercession. All three of them. Okay? Prayer, supplication, intercession. And he says, not for yourself, but for all men. Okay? For all men. That's what the verse says. This is a first of all. I exhort you, first of all, to pray, to intercede, to supplicate for all men. Well, if you read on down, there's a reason for that. Because when we're praying God's will, we know some of what God's will is to be here on earth because he tells us in his word. Because it goes on to say that all men be saved. That's the will of God. That's his desire. That's what it says after that. So that's my desire, because I know that's God's desire for on this trip. He's desiring all these people that I'm going to get to share the word of God with that's never heard the name of Jesus before to be saved. That's yes. The ultimate will of God. I know that because the word tells me that.
Yes.
Okay? So I'm exhorting you, just like Paul exhorts us in the word, pray, supplicate, intercede for all men. In this case, I get to be one of the all men. And in fact, it's interesting, if you look back to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, which I taught on here when I came back from my last trip, and that was, there's talking about putting on the full armor of God. And what I shared with you was, what a lot of people miss is the reason for putting the full armor of God on. And it actually tells you in verse 18, right after you put on the last piece of the armor, it says, the very next word is praying. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. And how? In the Spirit. That's what he was talking about today. In the Spirit, because you're not always going to know how to pray.
Yes.
I have created a list here for you of where I'll, a tentative list. Because what you find when you go to a third world country is things don't always go as planned. In fact, most of the time they don't. Okay? So this may be what I'm doing on these days. This is the plan that the Mirabellas have put together. This is what we'd like to accomplish. But what I will encourage you at, just because it says something on a certain day, don't think that's exactly what we're doing. Last year, the plan was out the door on the first day of the trip. Gone. The vehicle broke down and things went from there. So, and even when you look at something on the list, let's say, in the natural, as he was sharing, sometimes you can think you know something in the natural, and so this is what you need to be praying. Don't be stuck to that, is what I'm saying. If the Holy Spirit says, now you should be praying this, well then pray that. Don't think that the list is right and you're wrong. Because then you'd be telling the Holy Spirit he's wrong. Listen to the Holy Spirit. And don't look at the list and say, oh, he's just traveling today. I can tell you on that list, in the natural, the most dangerous days are the days we're traveling. I've shared some of the stories behind traveling days. So, once again, I'm not fearful of that. But if God leads you to pray, pray in it whatever way the Holy Spirit leads you to pray. Both in the natural and in words you don't know, in groanings you don't know. I found it interesting, as in the first part of the service today, as Randy was sharing, I don't know how many of you do what I do. I'm listening to him, but I'm also reading. He was going through many chapters, and he was pointing out specific things. But as he was going through, my eyes caught a certain passage. And it said, because you have prayed to me. And then it said in the same verse, I have heard you. My immediate thought was, well, what happens if you didn't pray to me? Well, then he doesn't hear you because you didn't pray, right? So, in other words, it takes our prayers. He hears us, and then it went going on to say, and once he hears us, guess what? He then goes into action. So, I'm exhorting you to pray for all men, not just myself. When we go out, there is a whole group of people to go, typically at least 8 of us, minimum, that are going out. And we can all use your prayers, and Once again, it's not just for natural things. This is so that God does his will here on earth. And as he was also sharing, we don't know exactly how he's going to do that. For me, there's two general prayers that I would say you could be praying. And one is that God gives me exactly what I'm supposed to say. And by that, he's already shown me some of what I'm supposed to share. But where I share that and where I share something else, I need to know and hear him clearly. He's promised he'll do that, but that I just speak his words. Second prayer is to pray, once again, according to his word. We know we can pray this, but God wants us to pray his word back to us. And the word of God tells us that God the Father is moving on the hearts of men to draw them to his Son. That's what it says in his word. And that's my overall prayer as I go. Father God, move on the hearts of the people so that when we arrive as a group to whatever tribe we're with, that they're ready to receive the word that he has to share. Okay? So pray according to God's word that he's just drawing the hearts of the people to the Son. So that when they hear that word and they hear about Jesus, they'll go, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. So that's one prayer I can say, pray that, just in general. But everything else, I'm just going to rely on the Holy Spirit just as you should. You've got the list. I'll add one last thing before I close. And it's one of the things that Pastor Bill and I talked about, and he shared again briefly this morning. It's a 7-hour different time zone. From there to here. If in fact you were to wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning, that's when I'm sharing the word of God. Well, I'm actually sharing it in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. In full settings in the afternoon and the morning, in smaller groups in the evening. But know that at 2 o'clock in the morning there, it's 9 o'clock and I'm sharing the word of God. That God's put on my heart to share with the people, whatever group we're in. So if you wake up at that time, don't just say, well, this is my part of my sleep schedule. And it's not going to go well with me tomorrow if I don't just roll over and go back to sleep. What I would encourage you is ask God, am I awake for a reason? Should I be praying? And not all the time is that going to be the case. It may be the bad pizza you ate the night before. Well, then roll over and go back to sleep. Fine. But check in with God going, okay, I'm awake. Should I pray now? And he may put something on your heart to pray right then, which is what we as a group will need right when you're praying it. So I know I've experienced that. I'm sure many of you have too. But once again, this is just me exhorting you. If he does wake you up, go ahead and pray if that's what's on your heart. And we've got to know that our God, if you're thinking, well, I'm missing out on my sleep, do you think God knows that? And do you think that he can't strengthen you the next day to get through whatever it is you have to get through, even without that hour's sleep that you woke up and prayed? He'll honor that.
Yeah.
Okay? He will honor that. So I'm just, once again, want to thank you for the funds that's come in. I'm exhorting you to pray behind those funds that you brought in that God's will is done during this trip in the people that he wants to reach. So thank you very much. Blessings.
Ma'am. You want to come up here, Alan? We'll pray for you. Okay, we will not reach your hand out to Alan right now. Father, we just thank you for our brother, Father's obedience to you, for just bringing him to be a part of us. And Father, we share in this mission together. Father, we set ourselves to take our place in intercession, Lord, to continue. Do our part to bring forth the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Father, we pray for divine protection every step of the way. Father, where every danger that would be along the way, Lord, there would be your hand upon it, your angels going before him. We thank you for that, Father, for good health, Father God, that the food he would eat would be good to his body. And Father, just give him strength in that respect. And Father, we pray for the anointing to be upon him, Lord, as he steps into a new place. continuously stepping into places that are new, Lord God, that you would put on his heart that which he should share. And for you know, Lord, the very depths of what each tribal people need to hear and how they'll be reached for the gospel. We thank you for signs and wonders being done. Father, bless this time with the Mirabellas and their staff that will be traveling with them. May they have sweet times of fellowship. May it bring forth refreshing for Stephen and Donna Mirabella, refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And Father, we thank you for the reports that shall come to speak to that which you've done for unreached peoples to be reached with the gospel. Father, for we know that's where your focus is in this last days, and we rejoice we can be a part of it. Father, we just believe your will be done as Alan goes in the name of Jesus. Amen.